And it says, and his men that were with him had David bring up even man with his household, and they dwelt in the cities of Hebron. So I read in the Bible, and I'm going to talk about David's mighty men. And the Bible said he had about 400 men. And I like the mighty men because they went knowing even though they could be killed. Amen. And these are the names that I saw in the Bible of the mighty men. Tachmite, Adino, Ezanite, and Eleazar. So, these are the things that you should know about being a mighty man, and that your leader should know where you're from, and your battles. And you gotta know, and you gotta not be afraid if you're gonna be killed. And the leader needs to know if you could be trusted. Yeah. And it's like God needs to know if you could be trusted.
Amen. That's good.
Yeah. Amen.
And before you become a mighty man, you have to train. And spiritually training is reading your Bible and studying your Bible.
Amen. Yeah.
And you have to make sacrifices. Like a real soldier, he would leave his family to go all the way out somewhere to fight, even though he could die. And you have two enemies spiritually that you're supposed to fight. Your flesh, the world, and the devil. So, these are some stuff. I wrote down names of people. And I like this one guy. I like Eleazar because he stayed even though everyone left. He stayed at that one ground even though everyone retreated. He still stayed, and the Lord helped him and let him keep the ground because he chose to stand there and be one of those mighty men and stay.
Amen.
And Abishai, he killed a giant by himself. That's a real mighty man. Go to 2 Samuel 21, verse 15. And they came and besetted him in Abel of Bethshea, and they cast up a bank against the city, and it stood in the trench, and all the people that were with Joab battered the wall to throw it down. They cried a wise woman out of the city, "Hear, hear, say I pray you unto Joab, come near hither, that I may speak with thee." And when he was come near unto her, the woman said, "Art thou Joab?" And he asked, "I am." Oh, sorry, I was reading the wrong chapter.
Amen.
We do it all the time.
Sorry,
buddy.
Keep going.
2 Samuel 21, verse 15. Sorry. And he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning, and discomfited them. Oh, sorry, nervous. Moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel, and David went down and his servants with him and fought against the Philistines, and David waxed faint. And Ishbanab, which was of the sons of the giant, the weight of whose spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight, he being girded with a new sword, thought to have slain David, but Abishai, the son of Zechariah, secured him and smote the Philistine and killed him.
Amen.
Then the men of David sware unto him, saying, Thou shalt go no more out with us to battle, and thou quench not the light of Israel. And it came to pass after this that there was again a battle with the Philistines at Gob. Then Sibishai the Hashuthite slew Saph, which was of the sons of the giant, and there was and there was again a battle in Job with the Philistines, where Elihan, the son of Jearkim, a Bethlehemite, slew the brother of Goliath, the Gilite, the staff of whose spear was like a waver's beam. And there was yet a battle in Gath, where was a man of great stature that had on every hand 6 fingers and on every foot 6 toes, 24 in number. He also was born to the giant. And when he defied Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shimeah, the brother of David, slew him. These 4 were born to the giant in Gath and fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants.
Amen.
Go to 1 Chronicles 11:15. Now 3 of the 30 captains went down to the rock to David unto the cave of Adullam, and the host of the Philistines encamped the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in the hold, and the Philistines Gerson was then at Bethlehem. And David longed and said, Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem that is at the gate. Okay, so go to 2 Samuel 23, verse 8. And Saul called all the people together to war to go down Keilah to besiege David and his men. And David knew that Saul secretly passed this mischief against him. And he said to Abiathar the priest, Bring hither the ephod. Then said David, O Lord God of Israel, thy servant certainly heard that Saul seeking to come to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake. So here Saul is trying to kill David and he's trying to destroy the city. And I read, and these are the people that I really like when I was studying. Ezanite killed 800 men at one time. And I've never heard that someone could kill that many people at one time. And Abishai, he killed 300 men. Kabzeel killed a lion and an Egyptian. To be a mighty man also, you have to put on your armor. Go to Ephesians 6:11. Let's go start up at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Amen.
So you have to be strong. You can't go into the battlefield and not be strong.
Amen.
You'll just get clobbered.
Yep.
Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For ye wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness and of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So before I was preaching today, the devil was doing all kinds of things to me. First, he made me spill the dog bowl, and then he gave me a headache. So he does everything to try to make you not do what God wants you to do.
Yeah!
Amen.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God,
amen,
that ye be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand.
Amen.
Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod up with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Amen.
So, the first thing before all this armor is the helmet of salvation. That's the first piece of armor that you need. You need to get saved before you can do all this.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all the perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth abundantly to make known the mystery of the gospel.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Good preaching.
Turn to Romans 3:12. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that goeth good, no, not one. Okay. So, Bible says there's none good, no, not one. None. Go to Proverbs 3:25. And I'm going to read verse 5 and 6 first. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So when you're in the battlefield, you have to trust the Lord. You don't trust yourself or anyone else. You can't trust anyone else but the Lord.
Amen.
You just have to trust God.
Amen.
He'll direct you. It says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
Amen.
It doesn't say your parents will direct thy paths. It doesn't say your teacher will direct thy paths. It says God will direct your paths.
Amen.
Amen.
Go to Psalms 56:3. And it says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee.
Amen.
So out on the battlefield, before you're a soldier, you're going to think, oh, I'm going to be a soldier and I'm going to be all tough. But when you get out there, you're going to be a big fraidy cat, because
amen,
there's going to be so many people trying to destroy you.
Right.
And there's going to be most battles where you're going to fall, but you can't just fall. You have to get up.
Amen.
And when you just stay there, it's spiritually. You're just staying there and you're going back to all the sins that you've done before you were saved. And that's not how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to get back up and trust the Lord. Amen. You need to get back up. You need to trust God.
Amen.
You need to stop being afraid. Because the Bible says, for what time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee.
Amen.
And I used to be scared of all this stuff. I used to be scared about going to hell. But now I know that I can trust God because he saved me.
Amen.
And you need to get saved before you die and go to hell.
Amen.
And God, I will praise his word. And God, I have put my trust. I will not fear that what flesh can do unto me. So the world can do so many things to you. The devil can do a lot of things to you. The world will get you messed up. And it'll make you go way farther out than you'll want to go.
That's right. That's good.
Amen.
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 That was good, bro.
That's good.
Amen.
Sir.
Amen.